Dodgers and Phillies from Citizens Bank Park. Cody Bellinger and company trying to avoid a sweep in Philadelphia. The game was tied up at 2. Bottom of the 5th, Reese Hoskins batting.
The 2-0 is on the way. Well hit to left center field. That's a base hit. That's going to roll to the wall. Hernandez will score. Galvis is behind him. A stand-up double for Reese Hoskins. And the Phillies take a 4-2 lead.
Turns on this one. High drive to right field. Curtis Granderson, a home run. Twenty-fifth of the year. Second one of the series. A one-run game.
With a fly ball well hit to left. It's got a chance. It's on its way. And it's gone. A home run. A pinch hit home run for Andre Ethier has tied the score at 4, leading off the 7th inning.
So the Dodgers have been looking for an opening, and for Andre Ethier, fighting so desperately to come back, really 2 years lost with the injuries, comes back, goes the opposite way, ties the game, and the Dodgers, well, they've got some life back in them right now.
Dodgers desperate for a run. The 2-1 is a ground ball slowly hit. Now coming home, there will be no play at the plate. There is nothing that Hoskins could do. Taylor comes in to score. Bellinger is out at first. But the Dodgers take a 5-4 lead.
Excellent base running by Chris Taylor. That ball was just a little slow chopper down to first baseline. But for Taylor, got the good secondary lead to begin with. And as soon as the ball was hit, he was on the move.
Went to the slider here. Grandal's got a fair ball. The Dodgers have snapped the losing streak, finishing this road trip with a win over Philadelphia.
Andre Ethier raises his average to .320 with a pair of homers and 25 at-bats since returning to the team, and he spoke afterwards.
You know, kind of got hot early there today. Kenting ran into a little bit of trouble, but kept battling through it. And, we kind of been getting hot. JT going down, knowing we had a short bench with JT, Seager not being in there. So kind of all hands on deck, especially when we had opportunities to score runs. And it was one where, been working on trying to see the ball, get back up the ball most importantly. That first game here, I felt like I was kind of out in front, rolling over a lot of pitches, and kind of made some adjustments last day or two, and backed up a ball and got it up in the air and put a good swing on it.
You said that you were just looking for something to hit. You're also saying that you're making some adjustments, but ever since you've come back and the opportunities that you've had, you seem to be tracking the ball well and making the most of the opportunities. How have you been able to do that?
Honestly, just seeing and hitting it. That's really what I try to do. When I'm going good, when I'm in the swing of the season, when I'm playing every day, that's how I feel like my approach is just picking out a pitch, hitting it, being on time, whether it's a fastball, whether it's off-speed pitch. A little tougher when you haven't seen a lot of pitches, when I get consistent at-bats. But when I get a chance to start going up there and just having that same approach and just battling, sometimes those at-bats keep rolling up on you and the game kind of speeds up and you're just trying to hang on and get going. But we kind of said here, there's no excuses at this point of the year. Everyone got to contribute and do what you can during that game. And, when you have these pinch hits, you get a little more time underneath the cage to kind of slow things down. And that was the case today. And, I'm just waiting my opportunity. I know we got a lot of guys here on this team that are available to play and pitch and hit. And when your name's called, step up and figure out a way to get done.
That being said, Andre, you've made a certain case to be on that postseason roster, whether it be as the starter in left field or whether it be that big left-handed bat off the bench. What do you think about your chances?
Honestly, I'd be lying to say it's not the back of my head, but it really is. It's the back of my mind. I'm going up here just each day trying to figure out how to survive and how to do well from game to game, and keep my fingers crossed that everything keeps holding up on my end of the body. And really, like I said, it's the furthest thing from my. We had 11 games coming into the day that we got to concentrate on and get back on track. And, that's really my frame of mind really just figuring out how to do it today. We'll let those guys who make those decisions, come once that last game's being played. And, we need to figure out a way to get back on track as a team. So it seems like one day the offense is well, and then, the pitching's in there, and then the pitching's there, and then the offense is there. We need to figure out how to be together, and it's a good sign today, showing how get ahead. They kind of came back, get on top. We answered, showing a good team game here, and hopefully building on getting back home. I guess is the biggest thing off of a long road trip.
You continue to make history as the longest tenured Dodger. That solo shot tied you with Sean Green for the most ever from a left-handed batter. Your thought, if anything, if that means anything to you, of reaching that mark?
I guess pretty neat. I guess when you're here this longer, you get those opportunities to do that stuff. You know, it's just been, you look back, you see things, you look, you know, how your career plays out. You just don't know what things are going to hold at you in the year. I can't say if I'm not being sentimental or not looking at that stuff. I am, just for the fact that I want to enjoy this, but at the same time, I want to be able to contribute and have, you know, have a impact on what we're doing here. And, you know, every time I get a chance to come out here, especially now, you know, that first game we played here, you know, I'm sitting here reminiscing of those games we played back in 08, 09, talking to Chase about how this place was electric and, you know, staring up and, you know, just knowing that I'm still putting on this uniform that many years later. And I guess getting to, you know, add more to those, you know, Dodger stats is something special. And, you know, like I said, I'm glad every day that I've been able to be a Dodger, you know, for these 12 years.
Up next, the Dodgers head home to host the rival Giants on Friday. Rich Hill will get the start against Jeff Samardzija.